Hey there, everyone. It's Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli here on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I am your relationship specialist. I'm going to help you with your relationship with yourself, your relationship with others today. And so please give me a call at 888-454-3378. And I don't just mean the romantic relationships. I mean all the relationships, because there's the ones with your friends, your family, and they all are very important. If you don't have healthy relationships, you don't have a healthy life. Let me tell you, that's why I'm still in business, because people come in to talk to me about all these relationship conflicts. And I want to tell you a story about one of my relationships. I had it out with a close friend of mine last week, Mindy, who has been my friend for, I want to say, 25 years. Okay, there's a group of us who've been friends for a really long time. And I do love Mindy, and I know she loves me. But she has a quality about her that I just can't stand. She is chronically late. Always late. It drives me batty. Okay, in my opinion, you are late if you are not 10 minutes early for something. And if you really care about people, you should respect them enough to be on time. But with Mindy, I mean, she knows she's always late. We all know she's always late. So much so that we always say, oh, we better tell Mindy the party starts an hour before it really starts, because otherwise she's going to be late. And then, of course, she comes late anyway. I mean, if I invite her over with her just her family, you know, and I think she's going to be a little bit late, so I put the hot appetizers in the oven a little late, but I want them to be ready when she gets there. They're still always cold by the time she arrives. My daughter's like looking out the window, when are they going to be here? I say, I don't know, sweetie, Christmas is coming. So it just drives me nuts. And everyone's always giving her a pass and ignoring it and just making fun of it. But last week, she calls me up and she says, Cindy, listen, I got to talk to you. Can you meet me for lunch? So I say, of course, Mindy, I can meet you for lunch. And I have a very busy day. Not for nothing, but I'm up early in the morning. I'm a mom. And then I go to my office to see my patients. And I have a million other jobs that I do. So, but I'm going to take time on my schedule, meet her for lunch. So I meet her up at Panera. Right? And I know she's going to be a little bit late. But I'm figuring it's really important because she called me, right? So she's going to try to be on time. She knows my schedule. So I get there. It's 12:15, I'm supposed to meet her. Wait, 12:20. She's not there. 12:25. She's still not there. And I'm getting hungry too, right? So I go and get myself something to eat. I wait. 12:30. Now, she's 15 minutes late, but yet this is important to her, right? Now, I have just about had it, okay? I can't take this anymore. I wait 5 more minutes, and I leave. You know what? Forget this. I'm not going to wait around. I'm going to do something better with the free time I have. It's not much more. She calls me up and says, where are you? I'm here at Panera. It's like 12:40. I said, what do you mean, where are you? Did you just get there? She said, yes. I said, I've been waiting for you. I left. I'm not standing around. She goes, oh, I got caught up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it, but why did you leave? Are you going to come back? I said, no, I'm not going to come back. I've got other things to do. She freaked out on me and hung up the phone. She's mad at me. I say, this is ridiculous. Okay, now, I'm not going to play it like I'm in seventh grade here, you know, and just go back to the friends and be like, oh, my God, you don't know what Mindy did. She left me at Panera and she got mad. No, because that's not the mature, healthy way to have a relationship. And you know what? I love her, and I am worried about what it is she wants to talk about, but she never suffers any consequences for disrespecting everybody's time. So I call her back a little bit later, and I say, listen, Mindy, I need to talk to you about this, okay? It's just not okay that you are always late. It makes me feel like you don't care about me, and that all you do is care about yourself. And you know what? It's time that you suffered some kind of consequence for hurting everybody, because it's just not going to work for me. I can't be in a relationship if you're with someone who's not dependable. And she was just all pouty about it, and you know what? I needed you, and you weren't there for me. And I said, you know what? I wasn't there for you, Mindy. I wasn't. You're right. I was not there for you in that moment. I decided to abandon the ship, okay? I said, forget this. And I hear you that you're upset with me about that. And then I said, and I'm upset with you. So here we are. And now we have to figure out how to move forward. And the reason why this is so important is because you can't avoid things like this in your relationships, because then you get resentful. And resentment is like a cancer for a relationship. It will kill it. So if there's any reason that you want to hold on to positive feelings in a relationship, you have to deal with these types of problems. You can't ignore them and avoid them. I can't go any more years without telling her that I can't be with her and count on her like this. And I won't be there for her if she doesn't change. Now, I know you're thinking, well, she must know it now because Mindy's listening to the radio, but quite frankly, we just don't even get, like, the signal out where I am in the burbs. So she'll have to give her a call and let her know how upset I am about this. But I didn't hear back from her yet. It's been 5 days. I'm feeling a little bad about it. And what I'm going to do is follow up with an email and tell her I still want to talk to her, and I'm hoping that the silence doesn't mean that, you know, she's not willing to continue the conversation. So I'm going to have to leave you without a really good ending to the story. I'll keep you posted, but the truth is that if you don't try to deal with it, it won't go away on its own. And she may not be mature enough to handle it, but I'm going to be the mature one, and I'm going to make sure that I don't let this go. And I'm not going to, you know, talk about her behind her back or anything like that. I really want her to understand how I'm feeling about this, and I'm willing to hear how she feels. So I hope that when you have conflicts like this in your relationships with people that are important to you, it could be your mom, your dad, your kids even, okay, and your partners, that you don't avoid and pretend there's no problems. You are mature about it, and you deal with it. So I believe we have a caller on the line who has relationship issues. Is that right? Martina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Martina, you've been hanging on the line waiting for me.
Right.
So, I am here now. What can I do for you today?
All right. Well, my situation is I'm still in love with my ex from 7 years ago, and I often find myself messing with him. I don't know if that's the right. Should I still be doing that, knowing he has a girlfriend?
You're messing with him?
Yeah.
You have an intimacy. You're doing something.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure you meant what I thought you meant. Otherwise, we'd have a whole different conversation. Right? Okay. And he has a girlfriend. And are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm single. I think you're over him.
You thought you were over him. You're not over him.
I'm not.
You're not. All right. Now, What is going on here? Is this a real potential relationship? He's just trying you on again to see if he wants to leave the one he's with?
I don't know. It's just that it's like every time we link back up or we start talking, I start having these feelings again. And I just don't know what to do. I'm confused.
All right. So, Martina, the real reason you're calling... This is what I think is the real reason you're calling me. You want me to somehow convince you to get the strength and the bravery to stop seeing him so you don't keep having intimacy with him and feeling like crap afterwards.
Yes.
Okay. Just so we just cut to the chase here, because it's not like you're calling me to be like, oh, you know, you can get him away from his girlfriend. Just keep seeing him and start, you know, keep it going. And then eventually, you know, he'll just leave her and he'll be there for you.
That's what I would hope for.
All right, right. That's the fantasy. Now, this is what I love. I love to just talk about the fantasy first. Let's get the fantasy out of the way, right?
Okay.
Right, close your eyes. Let's think about it. He calls you up tomorrow. Oh, Martina, I made such a huge mistake. I'm in love with you. I've just left my woman. I'm coming to you, baby.
That would sound good.
Right? Is that going to happen?
Nope.
No. All right. So how do you find the strength to leave?
It's like we'll fall out where, you know, I get tired of just being on the side and I just give up. Then when we start talking again, it's like I start feeling so good again.
I know.
And then just knowing that I don't have them to myself.
Right. But you're just afraid of being lonely and alone and that you won't find somebody else. What do you think of that, Martina?
I mean, I tried different I tried dating different guys. It's like it never works out. I don't.
All right. Let's do this. This is Martina. Let's. We need to get you some actual tools to get the heck out of this situation. So would you hold on during the break, and we can talk after this segment about, you know, dating in general, what's going on with you, because you're just not able to find someone who's actually available to you.
Right. I don't know if it's because of my high requirements.
Okay. You think you have high... Okay. We have something to talk about. So after the break, Martina, high requirements. We're going to talk about it. You're going to hold on for me?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. So you're listening to Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Dr. Bazzulli, we're going to talk after the break with Martina.
Okay.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157. Call now. That's 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and we are talking with Martina. Martina, you still there?
Still
Martina?
Here.
Oh, goody. I'm so glad, because we have some work to do now, don't we?
Yes,
a little. Well, listen, we're gonna narrow it down to some simple things here. First of all, it's actually two things. One, Martina needs to let go of her ex, who she's still hooking up with, even though she broke up with him 7 years ago, and who is actually still in a relationship with someone else. Right?
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. But that's the first step. And then the second step is to find a good man who's actually available.
Yes.
That sounds good, don't it?
Yes.
That'd be nice, right? All right, but you say you have high requirements.
Yes, some things I require with being a guy I haven't been able to find, especially not down here in Florida.
Okay. Oh, you're saying there's just no good men in Florida is basically the
story. There's no good men in Florida.
You say so, girl. All right, well, I beg to differ, but okay. So, yes, I mean, and by the way, your requirements are not all that high at the moment. They're kind of low, right? Because you're kind of hooking up with a guy who's completely unavailable and who actually thinks nothing of hooking up with another person while he's dating another one. Right?
That's right.
Not
right.
Very high there. Your bar is a little low for me.
Right.
Okay, I can
guess what I require
over
from the next guy is kind of high.
All right. Okay, so listen. Martina, you have to accept some truths about this guy first. You got to lose his number.
Okay.
Oh, that feels awful, right?
Right.
I know. And you can't check his Facebook status, and you can't check all the pictures. Are you doing all that stuff?
Yes.
You can't. It's painful.
Yeah, it's hard.
You're getting stuck in quicksand. You're gonna drown. We've all been there. It's horrible. Like a bad car accident. You can't stop looking.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're feeling like you're going to suffer the loss again, like another breakup again.
Right. Which is why I've been trying the whole dating, but this is... Everybody seems so lame, or...
Yeah. How long have you been single for? I mean, you said you guys broke up like 7 years ago, right?
But right, and I've been... Right, I've been trying other relationships, but... It's been sales.
Okay. So what was the longest you've been with anyone since him?
2 years, 9 months, and 4 days.
Wait, whoa. You were with someone else?
Yes.
For 2 years, 9 months, 2 days?
4 days.
4 days. Oh, good grief. And when did that end?
That ended in 2011.
Oh, my goodness. And you counted all the days there. What happened with that one?
It's just it's nothing like your first love.
It wasn't like, doing it for you.
Right. It's like, I don't know. I think it's typical for an average woman to have still love their first love. It's nothing like your first love.
You're saying he was your first one, the one that got away, you feel like.
Right.
And you compare every other man that you meet to him.
Pretty much. And I think that runs off guys. And I also think the fact that I let guys know beforehand, I'm still in love with him. That runs them off as well.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
You think that's the best approach to holding on to a possible good relationship? Martina, you're sabotaging every relationship. You don't really want to find another man. You're petrified.
No, I do want another man. I mean, I get frustrated.
You want him back.
Yeah, but I will be open for options if I had options. I don't know if I need to start traveling. Well, there's nothing here in Florida.
How old are you?
22.
22? You're only 22?
Yes.
Oh, Martina, I have such good news for you. Oh, my God. You're going to find somebody. You will. They all do. I've been doing this for 20 years. If I didn't see everybody finding everybody, I wouldn't keep doing this. I get to say I told you so all the time. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I'm ready to start a family. Young, I know, but I'm ready to start.
You have to be braver, Martina. Now, you're young, so I'm going to give you a pass, all right? Because it takes time to get that, you know, hair on your chest,
right?
It takes a while. You got to get that strength. But you need it desperately. You've got to let go of this first love. You're measuring everything by it, and he's not available to you, and it's not healthy to be in a relationship with someone who's not able to commit to a relationship with you.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing I want you to promise me first, that you're going to lose his number and stop and un-Facebook page him. What do they say? I'm an old lady. The unfriending thingy.
Right.
You're going to do that. You're not. You're afraid. You're not going to promise me.
I can't promise.
You can't promise. Oh, my God. You can say, I am going to do it to the best of my ability. How about I'll put up with that?
Okay, I will do it to the best of my ability.
Because I'm going to find someone really good for me now.
Because I'm going to find someone good for me now.
Right. Okay, now what's your high requirements that you don't think, besides comparing him to this other one? Because
I like a guy that looks good, that knows how to dress good, must have money. I mean, I can't deal with a broke guy.
All right, so here's the thing I'm going to tell you. You ready?
Yes.
And then you're going to think about this and then move on with this, because this is good advice. Don't settle for a man who doesn't meet your high requirements. That's baloney. You should have high requirements. You're going to spend the rest of your life with a man. You better meet him.
Right.
Right? You just have to get out there and be vulnerable. That's what you're afraid of. And you're afraid that you won't find somebody or that you'll get rejected. Those are really scary things. What do you think of that?
It's just that the ones that I want, I feel that they may not want me.
Right. Which that's what you're afraid of. Yeah, that they won't want you.
Right.
But that's what everybody's afraid of. Martina, that's what we're all afraid of. We've all been there.
Right.
And you're young. You have to, unfortunately, pay your dues a little bit in the dating department. You've got to. Martina, you have to go and do it and put yourself out there and be vulnerable. If you're not, like, afraid, if you're afraid of rejection, you'll never find anybody. So go out. Be afraid of it, but do it anyway. Put yourself out there. And you will find someone.
I've been trying.
You've been trying. What have you been trying, really quick? Because we're going to have to end, like, in a minute. You know, this is no way we can solve this in 1 minute. But what did you do?
I mean, I tried dating sites. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
You keep with the dating sites. This is what you're going to do. You're going to keep with the dating sites. You're going to go out and socialize with your friends and meet your friends' friends at barbecues and all their brothers and cousins.
Right.
And you're going to carry your number with you. And you're going to give it out to everyone who you think is potential, good, high requirements for you. And you are going to spend some time with them and get to know them, and you are going to find a man.
Okay, thank you.
Because everyone does.
That's what I will do.
Okay, that's why, because everyone does. So first you're going to get rid of that first part, part A, and then part B, and then you're going to let me know how it goes.
Okay, I'll definitely keep you updated.
All right, Martina. Good luck. You're going to be fine. You're young. You're going to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And you all out there know what this is like. How in the world, if you're measuring everyone up to your ex, how do you move on? You just can't. You won't put yourself out there. You're keeping yourself locked in the closet. Come out, put yourself out there, and you will meet somebody. Want to hear from you at 888-454-3378. This is Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli. We'll talk after the break.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157. Call now. That's 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Mmm, yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
It's Jack DePizzoli. I'm back. Being real, right? Isn't that what the music's saying? Here we are. We're going to talk about your relationship today. I'm at your service. Give me a call today at 888-454-3378. And I think we have Natasha on the line. Natasha?
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you?
What can I do for you today?
My biggest issue is that I can't get over my ex-boyfriend.
You too?
And it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, it's an epidemic of this.
I know. We've been broken up about a year, and I still continue to see him all the time. And every time I try to date anyone else, I compare them to him, and And then I end up breaking up with every single guy that I even start anything with because I keep thinking about my ex-boyfriend.
Right, right. Yeah, so, you and everybody. It's something in the water here, you know?
I know.
What the
I know.
Heck?
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard to, because you're not really broken up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We still see each other and talk all the time, and it's hard.
Is he with someone else, or?
He's not with anyone else, but he's definitely too immature to be a good boyfriend. And even when we were dating, he wasn't that great of a boyfriend, but we just have this chemistry that's really hard to match with other guys.
Wait, so you're telling me you just get together to do something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
All right. And you just love that so much, you just can't keep your hands off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he can't keep his hands off you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, you guys are completely incompatible and shouldn't be together.
Correct. And all my friends and family agree, so.
Okay. And it's all, and then you listen to them for advice, and how's that going for you?
I'm obviously not listening too much because they tell me not to see him.
Right.
So.
The question is, why call Bank the P today? What do you think you really want me to tell you?
I don't know, because he actually is moving out of the state soon.
Oh.
And so it is, I know I'm not going to even see him soon, so it is kind of answering my question, but I'm just nervous that I'm going to always compare every guy to him and not be able to get over him.
Right, and you're seeing him a lot now these days before he leaves. When's he leaving?
Yeah, he leaves in 2 weeks.
Oh, so you're like the kind of person who's like, I'm going to go on a diet on Monday, so I'll just binge eat for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Right? Is that kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, that's definitely how I'm doing.
Yeah. And of course you plan to like un-Facebook him, or what is it? It was unfriending him, and losing his telephone number, and I'm never going to, not going to think of him again, and then you think you're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope so, but I'm kind of nervous.
You're kind of nervous. But, you don't trust yourself.
I don't trust myself. I'm nervous that I'm going to call him every day and think about him every day.
Because nobody's going to compare. He's still going to be the one who makes you feel the way you feel, and you just can't live without it. You're addicted to him.
Yeah.
All right. And how old are you, Natasha?
I'm 28.
Okay. So what is it that you feel like, oh, my God, I'm almost 30, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. That's another thing,
This is a big thing for people. This is a lot of the reason they come into therapy. And
you
know what? People don't always take my advice, even though they pay me a lot of money for it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, but I want you to take mine today.
Okay.
I want you to make me, you know, real proud. And you make yourself proud. You are going to definitely cut him off. And you're going to talk to him as a mature adult who's almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
And you two are going to sit down. And you're going to let him know that it's time to say goodbye.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And you are, I don't care if you have that last time sex, okay, because I get it. I'm totally cool with that, all right? Right.
Yeah.
I'm realistic. I mean, I'm not in a fantasy world, all right?
All right? Yeah.
But then, because you will never, ever find another man if you are still involved with the ex.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to really break up.
I know. And I kind of keep it a secret for a lot of my friends, but they don't really get it. They're like, I don't get why you're still talking about him.
Yeah, but, to be quite honest with you, we've all been there and done that, so that's ridiculous, okay? So everyone knows how hard it is to get rid of the ex, okay? You and everyone else who calls this show, I just want to say for the record, we've all been there, done that. Stop being so judgmental, girlfriends, okay? That's what I want to say.
Good.
Right?
Okay.
But with the big underlined high tower size highlighted, you got to be done with them for real, and you've got to get more strength and bravery and be more courageous. You are not being that way.
I know, I'm not. You're right.
You're being a coward.
I know.
Okay, we all been there, but you got to admit it. Say you're right. I'm being a coward.
You're right. I'm being a coward. I need to be strong.
Yes, and listen, I'm telling you, it's like any habit that you break. It takes 21 days to break a habit. Did you know that?
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I can do that.
But that's not very long, 21 days, okay?
No,
I don't know. I don't know. You think it's long? I didn't say 6 months, did I?
Yeah, 6 months is...
Yeah, I said 21 days.
Yeah, 21 days is okay.
21 days not talking to him at all, and you X them on the calendar every day. And you will be fine. You will be okay, and you will be ready.
That's great. That's great news. I'm happy.
Is it?
Yeah,
I know.
I need him.
Well, listen, and now here's the thing. Now you're lying to yourself. Don't lie too much. Be like, I need him.
I need him, but I
can survive without him.
Yeah.
Do you see the difference?
Okay. Yes.
Right? Do you think you can
Thank you. I need to hear it from you.
Yeah, well, but I think this is the problem. People think you're supposed to be totally okay with this. You're not supposed to be okay with it, but you can't deal with it.
I know I'm not.
All right, now let's talk about other men.
Actually,
go ahead, go. You say what you're saying.
It's good that we have distance anyway, so it's not like he's a phone call away, you know. I don't need to talk to him, and I'm not going to see him anyway, so.
Yeah, but you know how close he can be with the new technology, so don't even try to lie to yourself about that one, okay? Just because you've got to really cut him off. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
It's like cold turkey, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
And here's the good news. This is good news. You ready?
Yeah.
You're going to look back on this and laugh.
Because I can't wait
you're going to find
day.
Another man. You're going to be with someone else. Yes. Think of that.
Great.
Close your eyes a second and picture yourself with someone who actually you feel good with, who treats you well, and who's dependable.
That sounds amazing.
And you have also
can't
good
wait.
Sex. It's going to be also good. You can do that.
Yeah, I didn't know you could have both, so that's good.
Now, do you think you have a pattern of, like, being with men who, you know, are, like, really great for you, but you just don't have the spark?
Yes, exactly.
All right, which you can deal with. I'm not saying that there may not be an issue with that. Okay?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean stop all or nothing, everything.
Yeah.
It's a catastrophe. You just have to figure out what's going on in your relationships. Yeah, give you some insight. You start to explore it. So let me just a little bit right now, because we don't have a lot of time. So a little bit. You're attracted to sexually to men who are not good for you.
Yes.
All right. What kind of men?
They're really arrogant.
They're married what? They're very what?
They're arrogant. They're confident, but in a bad way.
Okay, I'm sorry. Arrogant.
Yeah.
Full of themselves.
Yeah, they're very full of themselves, and they're very attractive, and they might not be monogamous. They might have their eye on other girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So they're not narcissists who are not monogamous.
Yes.
Yeah, bad combination.
They love themselves, so...
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
I love that about them, it feels like. I'm attracted to guys that are really confident with themselves.
Yeah, and you know what? You wouldn't be the first, because those types of men know how to make women that are with them feel extremely special, okay? So it isn't really you. So don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
But this has a lot to do with your mom and your dad, and you know this. You got to do some therapy on this. I mean, you know, you analyze it, and you figure out, okay, am I repeating my relationship with my dad and my mom, or my mom and my dad, you know, something like this. What do you think?
Yeah. I could be. I don't know. Yeah, I could be, because my dad likes to get his way, too. So.
Right. So you like powerful and control men.
Yeah.
And the other men are like, you know.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
I like men that own the room.
Right. Otherwise, they're pathetic, and you're not attracted to it.
Yeah.
Okay, too nice. Yeah. If they open the car door for you all the time and give you flowers every single day and kiss the ground
like
you
it.
Walk on, you're like, ew, gross.
And call
get
me
back
every day.
Right.
I don't like it.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do, because this is part of the issue, too. But it's two separate issues. You can't address this other issue until you get rid of the ex, and you're going to totally do that. Okay, that's done for.
Okay, I definitely am going to do that.
All right, so listen, do that first.
Walking.
And then I want you to think a little bit about this. You are going to start to try to understand what it is that you want in a relationship. But you can have a middle ground with this. You can be with a man who is a good man, who is confident, who's also monogamous.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because they are out there.
I don't know that.
You are just sabotaging it because of this ex. That's what I think is happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, too.
So, Natasha, you good? You promise you're going to do this?
Yes, I promise.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Thank you
so call
much.
Me back and let me know how it goes.
I will.
All right.
Will.
Take care, then.
21
good luck.
Days from now.
All right. You know, you're just like Natasha, and you're just like Martina before her. Please give me a call. It's Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli, Relationship Specialist, at 888-454-3378. You've got to find better relationships.
Oh. Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157. Call now. That's 1-800-287-9157. That's 1-800-287-9157.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli, relationship therapist at your service. I'm at 888-454-3378. We are helping people with their relationships with themselves, with others, and we have Sean on the line. Sean?
Hey.
Hey there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great. I'm great.
So can I help you with something?
Well, I have an issue. It's not with, you know, my husband or anything like that. My relationship issue is I have a girlfriend who we've been friends for about maybe 18 years, but every so often she dips in and out of my life, like for maybe 2 or 3 years, and then, like, I won't hear from her at all. She won't call. She won't respond to calls or emails or anything, text, nothing. And then all of a sudden she comes back. And then she's done this twice now, and just here recently she looked me up on Facebook, and she, after 7 years of not talking or seeing each other or responding to any of my text calls, emails, nothing, now she wants to come back into my life. And of course I love her. I've known her for a long time, you know, since 1996 I've known her. But she keeps doing these things, and I just feel like I don't want to be a doormat and let people just continue to do that. But then, I don't know, maybe this is our beaches, you know, scenario.
Right.
I don't know.
Too, right?
Yeah, I'm in beaches.
Right, maybe you're in the movie.
Right.
Right, that's a fantasy. And did you hear my story at the beginning of the show about my friend Mindy and resentments and stuff, by any chance?
No, I didn't.
I'm going to give you a recap, okay, because I happen to talk about relationships with your friends is very tricky, and it's just as important as your relationships with your partner, because especially for us girlfriends, you know, it's really important to have a relationship with a woman that's reliable and dependable and meets your needs, blah, blah, blah. So
right.
This friend, though, not so much in the meeting your needs category.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
You said you love her, Sean. What do you love about her?
Well, I mean, she has been a great friend through the years. I mean, she was in both of my weddings. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was married twice, and she was in both weddings, and we were great friends. She's definitely somebody, when we're friends, we're really good, good friends.
All
I can talk to her.
I just want, Sean, you didn't actually answer my question, so either you don't really know what you really love about her, or...
I think it's hard for me to say what I love about her right now because I haven't spoken with her or interacted with her in 7 years.
Right.
So it is difficult because I'm going off past.
All right. But what I like to call this is a historic friend, okay? I think friends are all in different categories. And we have to figure out what type of friend it is. And then we need to have the realistic expectations of that friendship.
Right.
Okay. So, like, there's a friend that calls you at 2 a.m. Pick up the phone at 2 a.m. and help you. There's a friend who will move you, okay, from one place to the next. There's a friend who will always be late, like my friend Mindy. Okay, I can't really rely on her. She's going to be late. There's the one who's really funny at a party. Okay, but she's kind of in and out of your life, and you never really can tell whether she's there. But at least she's fun when you see her.
Right.
Which friend is Sean?
Yeah, I guess that's true. You do have to categorize your friends, and then you just don't put too many expectations on them or yourself when interacting with them, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying, Sean. And you have to make a decision about this relationship on its own merits. Because if you know what you can and cannot expect from her, you know what's dependable and what isn't, you might still be able to be in a friendship with her. Because she's known you so long, I call this a historic friend. Because she's part of your life because she's always been part of your life.
Right.
And it's hard to get rid of those friendships. You know, you don't want to end those friendships because they keep you connected to your youth.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, can I just ask you one more question about this friend? If you were to say goodbye to her completely, would you suffer a very serious loss?
Yes.
It would feel like a death, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So the reality of this is what? You do want to keep her in your life.
Yes.
All the positives and negatives.
All the positives and negatives.
Okay. So the trick is not to develop resentment, which is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. And the only that way we develop resentments is if we do things for people and we feel like they owe us something in return and we don't get it.
Right.
Does that ever happen with you?
Oh, yeah.
Can you give me an example?
That happens with me with my husband all the time.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. See, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really want to go to the party. Okay, I'll go with you. And then, of course, you make him pay for it for, like, you know, months later. I went to that party with you when I didn't really want to go to the party with you, and you won't go to the party with me. And you know he would just have said no, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's what I need to work on, too. I need to work on learning to say no. I always say yes to everything.
That's it.
So I know the problem is within me, so that is something I definitely have to work on.
That's it, Sean. I was getting there. You are much more insightful and aware than most because you got there much faster. It's true. We need to say no because otherwise then we develop negative feelings towards the people we love.
And for ourselves, too, because I will beat myself up when I know I should have said no to something and I say yes, and I'm trying to please the other person, but then at the same time, I'm making myself unhappy, and then I'll start fussing at myself. Why are you making yourself unhappy to make someone else happy?
Right. And then everyone's unhappy. And what the heck is that all about?
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's what women are taught. Sean, you were taught that the only way to allow yourself to take care of yourself is to make sure you earned it by taking care of everybody else first.
Right.
That's just whacked out. And, I mean, don't get me going. You know, I only got a minute left. How am I going to talk about that stuff? But the truth is that women, we need to be stronger at saying the truth about what we need and what we don't need and what we want to do. And if you choose to do something for someone, you can't hold resentment later. You just can't hold it against them because you chose to do it.
Right.
So if you take care of this friend, you didn't give me her name, and you know you're there for her, know what you can expect and can't expect, and you can keep that relationship going.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd love to hear how it goes, Sean. You know, you're welcome to call me back anytime.
Okay, I will.
And I really appreciate you calling because I'm sure a lot of people learned a lot from you today.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Sean. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know what we're talking about, everybody. The thing, it's so hard to keep your relationships healthy when you're not really telling them what you feel and think, and you're not able to say no. If you can't say no, you can't have healthy boundaries and you can't have healthy relationships. So if you say yes, I want you to make a pact not to hold any resentment. And I want you to say no some more and just feel better about yourself. This is Dr. Cynthia Pizzulli. Until next time on the Lifestyle Radio Network. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.